This is Don Fass reporting from San Francisco with Celebrate Radio's World of Religion. A group was formed several weeks ago on the social networking site Facebook in order to serve as a hub of awareness and opposition to a bill introduced earlier this fall in the Ugandan parliament by several evangelicals there. It would impose the death penalty on those who commit several acts of homosexuality, with even first offenses getting life imprisonment, and failing to report someone else's behavior could earn you 3 years in jail. As of this month, Friday, the membership of the multi-faith international coalition trying to stop the Ugandan law passed 10,000, and that includes Saddleback pastor Rick Warren, who has spoken out against it.
Hello, fellow pastors in Uganda. I greet you in the name and the love of Jesus Christ as I send this encyclical video to the pastors of the churches of Uganda with greetings from your fellow pastors all around the world. May grace and peace be with you this Christmas season. We're all familiar with Edmund Burke's insight that all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And that's why I'm sharing my heart with you today. As an American pastor, it's not my role to interfere with the politics of other nations. But it is my role to speak out on moral issues. And it is my role to shepherd other pastors who look to me for guidance. And it is my role to correct lies and errors and false reports when others associate my name with the law that I had nothing to do with, I completely oppose, and I vigorously condemn. I'm referring to the pending law under consideration by the Ugandan parliament, known as the Anti-Homosexuality Bill. Now, as a pastor, I found that the most effective way to build consensus for social change is usually through direct, quiet diplomacy and behind-the-scenes dialogue rather than through the media. But because I didn't rush to make a public statement, some erroneously concluded that I supported this terrible bill, and some even claimed that I was a sponsor of the bill. Now, you in Uganda know that's untrue. I'm releasing this video to you and to your congregations to correct these untruths and, in addition, to urge you to make a positive difference at this critical point in your nation. Now, we can never deny or water down what God's Word clearly says and teaches about sexuality. At the same time, the church must stand to protect the dignity of all individuals, just as Jesus did and He commanded all of us to do. Jesus also taught, though, that the greatest commandment is to love our neighbors as ourselves. And since God created all, and Jesus suffered and died for all, then we are to treat all with respect. The great commandment has been the centerpiece of my life and my ministry for over 35 years. Now, of course, there are thousands of evil laws enacted all around the world, and I can't speak to pastors about every single one of them. But I am taking this extraordinary step of speaking to you, the pastors of Uganda, and the spiritual leaders of your nation, for five reasons. First, the potential law before your parliament is unjust, it's extreme, and it's unchristian toward homosexuals, requiring death penalty even in some cases. And if I'm reading the proposed bill correctly, this law would also imprison anyone convicted of homosexual practice. Second, the law would force pastors to report their pastoral conversations with homosexuals to authorities. Third, it would have a chilling effect on your ministry to the hurting. As you know, and I know, in Africa, it's the churches that are bearing the primary burden of providing care for people infected with HIV and AIDS. If this bill passed, homosexuals who are HIV positive will be reluctant to seek or receive care and comfort and compassion from our churches out of fear of being reported. You and I know that the churches of Uganda are the truly caring communities where people receive hope and help, not condemnation. You know that. Fourth, all life, no matter how humble or broken, whether unborn or dying, is precious to God.
This is Don Fass reporting from San Francisco with Celebrate Radio's World of Religion. Be a blessing to somebody this week.